You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Friday night, we finally got to use some of Gretchen's trade when she goes out and forages mushrooms and then takes them to restaurants. And there's one of them not that far away that said, yeah, we'd like a whole batch of that. And then in exchange, you come in. And
there you go.
So we did that Friday. And the funny thing is we got the two corner seats at the bar at this place, which was great. Perfect. But towards the end of the evening, some older guy came up and he was just looking to get some cocktails. And then he had to leave. He said to go to some dinner party somewhere with clients. He was just in town.
Fancy.
To meet with clients. So we actually struck up a conversation with him, and he stood there with us. So he stood right at the corner between us for a good 20 minutes just BSing. And when he ordered his drink, he did the hey around, and he bought us each another old-fashioned.
Hey, the company's paying for it, probably.
Yeah, his company's going to be paying for it.
Yep. And
of course, I did my usual BS with him that, you know, I was an FBI agent and that I worked studying criminal, internet fraud.
Ooh.
But of the high, it has to be $100 million or more in mm-hmm. fraud. That's my standard story when I meet people at the bar. And then I noticed he left quickly after that. So he didn't. I don't know what that was all about. But so tell me, is this bad? But he paid, right? And
yeah.
Then he left the receipt just sitting right there and scurried off. And I didn't look at it, but Gretch looked down because it was right there below her. And mm-hmm. she goes, he's a crappy tipper.
Oh.
He had told us during the conversation that he was a cheap, a bastard is the mm-hmm. words that he said.
Got
he
it.
Said, I'm a cheap ass bastard.
Figured it out.
Said. Okay. My God, it's barely 10% that he left.
Oh, man.
So we kind of felt off, especially since we got our meal basically for free, to overdo it on the tip just to make up for this loser. But somehow that infected me because you know how I rarely remember dreams? I had a dream last night where I was at a bar with several people, and I agreed to buy a couple of people cocktails. It has to be based on what happened Friday mm-hmm. night. And in my dream, when everybody had left, they brought me the tab, and it was $775. Now, granted, this is a dream.
Yeah.
But still, in my dream, I panicked with what I was going to do about that. And I had to call the bartender over and say, I was only buying drinks for these people right here. And he's like, well, everybody's left. And so I was stuck. It kind of reminded me of my wedding, Jeremy, when you guys stuck me with a gigantic
open
bar bill.
Well, you knew it was coming. You kind of opened up yourself to that.
But in my dream, I was stuck with a booze bill of $775.
People be drinking in your dreams, man.
Man.
Woo.
Anyway, so I woke up.
What'd you tip on that?
I negotiated it down, as I recall. Anyway, what about your weekend? You put up all your Christmas junk?
I did, man. I don't really have like a story. Just a jam-packed weekend. Did a lot of the old Traeger got a workout. I just smoked some meats, and then last night Knick Knack made chicken and dumplings, which was.
Oh, I love that.
It's just one of those meals that you eat this time of year, and then you want to go into hibernation, as she put it last night. She's like, let's just go sleep for a week now. So we did that, and then, yeah, the Christmas stuff threw up outside and inside, so everything is up. We turned the lights on. That would have been Saturday night, and I only left them on for about 45 minutes to an hour. And then I shut them off because we are the only house in the neighborhood with them up and on, and it just felt weird, you know, looking out, and we put a lot out this year, a lot of really bright white LEDs, so it's like a beacon in the neighborhood. And
you kind of
like,
had to turn them on for an hour though to
just
show
to
off
show
to everybody
them
that
off.
You were the first, right?
We were the first.
We're
go
the
out
first.
There and make adjustments and make sure everything looks good, and then we shut her down. So just a little each night until Thanksgiving, then they can go on.
Boy,
go on longer.
Ticked off every man in the neighborhood.
I know. Because I did see, like, yesterday a few other guys out with their ladders starting to string things up.
No,
so they're trying to keep
over
up.
There is putting
I
his
know.
Up. I guess I got to get up put mine up, too.
So I scored wife points doing that, and then I scored additional points. I guess I call them husband points. Additional husband points yesterday when I spent a majority of the day finally digging in and painting the kitchen that sweet Knick Knack has wanted done for quite a few months now.
What color?
And well, we went. Tan? She's a big Broncos fan, so we went orange walls and blue cabinets.
Right.
No, it's it's a very neutral color, you know, whatever. But it looks really good, and she was very happy. And on my way out today, she even gave me another big kiss and said, thank you so much for your hard work yesterday.
Did you do any accent walls or anything like
that? No, we didn't do any accent walls in the kitchen. But the one weird thing I will say quickly is when I went to get paint that morning, the woman at one of the big box hardware stores kept calling me sweetie, and it made me feel – it was like – It was over sweetie. Mm-hmm. I got you sweetie, you got a picture of what you need, sweetie, come back up here in 10 minutes, sweetie, I'll get you covered. And then I saw her walking back to the paint counter. She's like, hey sweetie, those paint cans are up there, sweetie, have a great weekend. I couldn't really quite get if she was irritated with me and she was being sarcastic or if she was just being smart or like sweet, because it was like at 8 a.m that I went in to get paint mixed.
She probably doesn't know you well enough to be irritated with you yet.
It's right up there, sweetie. I was like, why do you keep calling me sweetie?
Go in a few more times.